Let us go before the Lord. Let us begin that time in silent prayer before God. Gracious and loving God, thank you for always hearing our prayers. Thank you, God, for always answering our prayers. But Father, we would ask that you would give us the faith to accept your answer, to live into your knowledge that far exceeds ours, to rest assured in your love, and Father, to accept that which we can't understand sometimes and find ourselves unable to explain. And Father, as we come today, maybe our greatest need is to seek forgiveness for our sins and strength to turn away. Father, we know that the struggle between good and bad, right and wrong, that which we know and that which we feel and believe, sometimes is strong in our hearts and lives. And Father, sometimes we can be swayed into the wrong notion of things. Father, sometimes we're presented with a situation for which we don't know the answer. And Father, it's in those times, maybe more than others, when we should find ourselves in prayer, seeking your Holy Spirit to give us, lead us, and guide us in the decisions and in the ways we should go. Father, when we bow our heads, we should begin looking in, not asking so much for the things, but just checking to see if our heart's still on you, to see if we're still centered with you as our God, Christ as our Lord, and the Holy Spirit leading us. Then maybe we should begin to praise you for all that we have that we often overlook. And Father, as we now turn to that part of this prayer where we reach out beyond ourselves, we lift up our congregation. Father, we pray for the summer as it takes people here and there, and let them see you at work. Let them see you Father, just let them see you through uncloudy eyes, through clear vision, to notice you in the details of the smallest things to the largest things. May you remove from our eyes and hearts the blinders to your truth, your grace and mercy. And Father, as we pray for our church, we pray for other churches of which we're all a part in the name of Jesus. Father, let us pray for common goals and common purposes, to seek you and to serve you first, to love one another, to strengthen each other. And Father, for the many needs within our church and our families and our hearts and in our lives, we lift them before you today. Father, you know what they are. You know each and every one. We ask your grace in them all. And Father, as we move our prayers outside our own community and churches and church families, we pray for our whole community, our community leaders, teachers, as they wind down their summer and prepare to go back to lead our children, to impart education and knowledge. And Father, we pray for families as they may they prepare their children to go to school with more than just a new book bag and some sharpened pencils. And Father, we pray for our nation. We pray that you would lead and guide our government officials in the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, we pray for the needs we see around the world. It's easy to maybe feel overwhelmed, to see the problems as too big and too many, and that would diminish you, our God, and your abilities and your willingness to make a difference if people would but accept it and live by it. And now for those in the hospitals, nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes, maybe for those who await the test results or face tests yet to come, Father, we lift them up. And now we'll join our hearts and our voices to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.